So they seem very content on just settling for 1-0. That's 3 games for us without scoring, which I'm starting to get a little bit concerned about. And we had good chances to have got goals today, but they weren't taken. But other than that, as always, the effort was there, the hard work, and everybody just kept playing right to the 93rd minute. So I can't really grumble at the effort and the enthusiasm that they put into the game. Maybe good chances missed, and it was just final ball from time to time just wasn't quite right. But as I said, I can't criticise the players for the effort that they put in.
Yeah, it's about the final ball. I mean, you're just lacking maybe a little cutting edge in the final third at the moment, because you had some chances, but not that many.
Well, we've always had that problem, Crawley. Certainly before I came, there was a huge problem of not creating enough chances during the course of a game, and certainly in the last 3 games, even though we've had chances, we haven't taken them. It stands out like a sore thumb. I mean, any football fan can see where we're not as good as we could be. But as I said, that's the way our season is at the moment. We've worked incredibly hard to get to where we are in the league table, considering that we've been so many games behind. To have amassed the amount of points that we had, I think we have, is has been a tremendous effort by everybody. But we just sort of come unstuck in the last couple of games, and it's basically just through lack of scoring goals. And Big Kyle and Big Joe Walsh at the back have done everything right. And I was talking to Kyle after the game, he just mentioned about the Sheffield United game. Had he not made that mistake, we'd have probably gone on and won that game. And same today, really. They've just got one chance and they've taken it. So we'll have to pick ourselves up and go back to war again on Tuesday night.
Yeah, as you say, big effort from yourself and the team of late. It'd be the same, wouldn't it, if it was just to peter out? I know you said after the defeat last week you were keen for that not to happen.
It won't just peter out, make no mistake. But it is very difficult when you're asking so much of everybody with such a small squad to have to go back out week after week. As you saw today, had I not brought in those two boys on loan this week, we wouldn't have been able to fill the bench up. So that gets a little bit worrying. There's quite a few of them that are carrying knocks that under normal circumstances, I'd like to leave them out and play somebody else, but obviously I'm not in a position to do that. So as I said, we'll just roll our sleeves up, battle on, and just keep focused on the job in hand, and just try and get as many points as we can and finish as high up the table as we can. So, when I look at Preston, I think they've got a budget of about £4.5 million. Which kind of put our budget in the shade somewhat. They were no better than us today. They're playing this magnificent stadium on a fantastic pitch. All the facilities are first class. I believe they fly to quite a lot of the games down south as well. So it just shows you how the rich live in this league. And out there on the field, there was just one goal between us, and we've done particularly well, I think, today. So we can hold our heads up high and just make sure we go and get something at Port Vale on Tuesday.